And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Pharmacy Interoperability and Emerging Therapeutics Task Force. I'm Mike Berry with ONC, and we are very glad that you could join us today. This task force meeting is open to the public, and your comments are welcome in Zoom chat throughout the meeting or during the public comment period that is going to be held around 11:50 Eastern Time. I'd like to begin roll call of our task force members, so when I call your name, please let us know if you are here. And I'll just note that Hans is off this week, so he will not be able to join us. And I'll start with Shelley Spiro.
Good morning.
Pooja Babra.
Good morning.
Chris Blackley.
Good morning.
Isla Blend is not able to join us. David Butler.
Good morning.
Dee Beichner. Raj Gabarty.
Good morning.
Jim Gerges is not able to join us today. Summer Kalan. Stephen Lane.
Good morning.
Meg Marshall. Anna McAllister. Kevin McGraw is not able to join us. Keaton Mehta. Justin Neal. Elia Oliveira. Naresh Sundarrajan.
Morning, person.
Scott Robertson.
Good morning.
Alexis Snyder.
Good morning.
Bill Sutherland.
Good morning.
Christian Tadris. Cheryl Turney. And Afton Wagner.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. And now please join me in welcoming Shelley for her opening remarks.
Good morning, everyone. Wow, we're getting close to the end. Hans is not with us today. He is off today. So I will try to push through. Definitely won't do as good a job as Hans has, but Hans and I have been working closely on trying to bring everything to at least a document that we can review, of which we'll be going over today. And that will be our review of the draft recommendations and report. We'll be giving an overview, and then we'll be focusing on the highlighted recommendations that we haven't reviewed with the task force yet, but we believe that this new document will be very useful to us. Then we'll go to public comment and then our next steps. Just a reminder to everyone that that the HITECH meeting is tomorrow, and we will be doing a presentation there. So if you'd like to join us, and I'm sure that our task force members that are on the HITECH will be there and will support the work that we're doing also. And with that, and then we will then we'll adjourn and hopefully see if we need to meet next week. If we can get through this document, we will probably meet again, but we have to have everything done and ready to ONC on this document very soon. So just a reminder too, on your chat, especially for those who are attendees and for those who are part of the task force, make sure you change to the chat to everyone. I want to thank the Excel team, Tricia Lee, Mike Berry from ONC, who are helping us with all of this work. I just want to personally thank all of them. So let's go on. So Tricia Lee is going to help us today, since Hans isn't with us, to review the document. So as I said earlier, what we have done is move everything out of the spreadsheet. So we will no longer use a spreadsheet. If you've read your homework assignments, those homework assignments have given you instructions on how to access the spreadsheet. You will have a comment only access to this document. Hans has done just a fabulous job of structuring this. I have to give him full credit. He has really done a great job. If you can make it larger, Tricia Lee, that would be very helpful so that we're getting enough to actually see. That's great. Thank you. So as you can see, this is a draft of what will be presented on November 9th to the HITAC meeting. We felt it was very difficult to read all of the comments in the document that we, the spreadsheet that we had. So we, Hans and I, felt it was important to get it into a Word document to make it much easier to read and to respond to. So I'm just going to go through the beginning part so you can see the structure of the document. Some of this is a template that ONC uses. And so there's a table of contents that will help with the structure. Keep on coming down. And then what Hans and I have done is put together a background. And in the background, of course, we have our charges. We have had several presentations, which this is outlined in. All of this area, please feel free to make comments on. This is just an overview of what we've done at the different meetings. I'll keep on coming down. And then we get into the recommendation portion. We put an introduction into the recommendation portion. And also during the discussion, we there's some bullet points as to what we've tried to convey on what has happened over the many weeks that we have been meeting. What we found with the presentations, if you could stop there for a minute, what we found with the presentations were there were some really general or overarching similarities in the recommendations. And so instead of sticking strictly to the topics, we integrated the topics into a much more comprehensive workflow so that we can address especially those recommendations that crossed many of the different topics. As I said before, Hans has really done a great job of putting this together. Really watch for the highlighted areas. This is going to be the important piece. Stop there. If you can go back up to use cases. What we decided to do was put together, as we had some discussion, some of the use cases that were related to the topics. And as you can see, they are definitely here. They're all bullet pointed. I would encourage you to go through those also and make recommendations. If you think the use cases are out of scope or not reflected as to what the task force has been trying to accomplish, please make your comments. I think there was in instructions, you will not have editing capability. You will have a comment only capability where you can add comments to the side. I believe, and please Excel team or Maggie, correct me if I'm wrong, will they be able to also be in the suggesting mode to make comments into this document? Well, we'll get that clarified for you. So watch the language in the homework assignments. This is the most important thing that you could do. If you have any questions, please reach out to Maggie, Mike, or Tricia Lee. Okay, so let's scroll down. These are the different use cases. And then we also had some over, go back up. As you can see, we also sort of separated out some of the use cases by topics, and not the topics that were in the four topics that we went over, but overarching topics that came out so we can sort of consolidate the recommendations into those topics so we're not losing the flow of what we were trying to accomplish. So you could see things like incorporate pharmacists into the care team, consumer engagement, data-driven medication-related population-level interventions, and so on. Keep on coming down if you can. And I see, Pooja, you've had entered some comments in there. So glad you are able to do that. Keep on coming down. What's important and what is important for us to do today is to really go through the highlighted recommendation areas, because we want to make sure that we can change these from, if you can stop there, if you can change these from that are highlighted to things that are, we can remove that and move forward and say that those, yes, are our recommendations. So as you could see here, those recommendations listed below in yellow highlight have not yet been agreed to. They were not yet green in the spreadsheet, so please do not remove the highlight until we have spoken about those particular recommendations. As you can see, we kept the coding, which is, as you could see here in the first one, recommendation R3, which has already been reviewed and changed from green. And we did move it in, not in a highlighted area, but this will also help ONC to go back and look at the discussions in relationship to the spreadsheet. So basically all that we did on the recommendation side of lists of the specific recommendations is to put them into the order that we felt were the category. So this category is general. So these were general recommendations that sort of fit across all of the different topics that ONC has given us as our charge. So you can go down now. So I think you have a general understanding of where we're at. I want to stop there for a minute, Tricia Lee, if we can. Are there any questions about the structure of the document? Questions or comments? Okay, with that, we're going to move on. And then let's go down to our first highlighted recommendation area, which is this one, which is recommendation 27 or R27 from the spreadsheet. And so this is to recommend that ONC identify the obstacles to sharing data between pharmacists and other pharmacists and other provider treatment, care coordination, and other lawful processes beyond technology and standards, including addressing current contracting practices, since pharmacies and pharmacists are actors under 21st Century Cures Act information blocking guidance. Information blocking provisions, ONC should consider how it can use information blocking authorities to issue regulations or guidance to eliminate unnecessary or unreasonable contractual obstacles while encouraging the adoption of already available technology and standards, further harmonizing the advancing interoperability among the various pharmacy settings. ONC should provide additional guidance and identify approaches, including considering focused modular certification programs for pharmacy management systems to drive advancement of standards-based interoperability. I'm not going to read the rationale, but it is there. Are there any comments on this one? I see, Pooja, you have raised your hand.
Yeah, I just wonder, in that first line, I don't know if we can address current contracting practices, if that's under ONC's authority. I think the rest makes sense. I just wonder if we should take out those words, but I would suggest we possibly take that out.
Anybody want to comment on that? And I think the intent on this was more in terms of the work that's being done with TEFCA, the Trusted Exchange Framework and Common Agreements.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to take that out again, but I think that was the intent in relationship to health information exchanges.
This is like, I think if you need to replace it with something around TEFCA, that would be fine. But saying current contracting practices is just way too broad. Because most contracts are really within at the state or at within the state legal framework, not the federal framework.
So if you could just put a comment in there, Tricia Lee, I wouldn't remove the language. I'm sorry. I think we need a comment on it so we can make sure that it's if you could strike it and put a comment there. Other than that, Ike, is there, or Pooja, since you've been commenting, is there anything else that we can change in here in order to move it from a highlighted to another area? I think, Afton, you have a comment.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the first sentence, identify the obstacles to sharing data between pharmacists, other pharmacists. Is it supposed to be pharmacy is another pharmacist, or just like between pharmacists at the same site and then other pharmacists outside that site?
Well, I think the idea was of why it was other pharmacists. I know it's a little, because sometimes we have a pharmacist in one location that is dealing with a pharmacist in another location.
Yeah, I think maybe a clarification. I'm just trying to think of how I would word it between pharmacists. I get what you're saying, but I'm just, it just, when I look at it, it seems like it should be different. I don't know.
If you change the word between to among, that might solve it.
That sounds good, Tricia Lee.
Yeah, thanks, Ike. You guys are better at words.
Maybe we should say other pharmacists in different locations.
I got a different impression from this.
Yes.
And I think it does need to be clarified. But I think the intent was to show that there are, we talked about the fact that there are pharmacists who are in dispensing roles, and there are pharmacists who are in clinical roles that may involve even prescribing. And so the intent was to represent the fact that the pharmacist could be among the other providers. So my suggestion would be to say, as it says, to share information between pharmacists and other providers, and I would put in parentheses, including pharmacists, including other pharmacists. And so, that would represent the fact that they're among that class of other providers who may not be in the dispensing role, but maybe directing a pharmacist to take this action for a patient.
So it would be among pharmacists and other providers in parentheses, including other pharmacists. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So I don't know that I would put I would go back to the original text and just move the and pharmacist that sentence, the phrase that was there. Can you revert back to the original?
Yeah, so it's among pharmacists.
So yeah, I would say that the between pharmacists is fine with me. I would take the other pharmacist phrase and just cut it and place it right after other providers in parentheses and say, including, and then the other pharmacist.
That helps clarify for me, David.
So we want to keep we want to keep between and not use among. Is that correct? Okay, outside of the contractual piece, can we turn this from highlighted to non-highlighted?
This is Steve. One other piece in the at the top of page 12, the third line. So ONC should consider how it uses its regulatory authority, not its information blocking authority.
Yes. What?
The language right now says should consider how to use its information blocking authority to issue regulations. And it should be, it's just its regulatory authority.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to, how would you like it written?
Oh, I just
put a comment.
I just think it's ONC should consider using its regulatory authority to issue regulations.
So instead of how, should consider using?
In other words, it's information blocking. It doesn't have the authority to block information. ONC has the authority to create regulations, but it's not the actor in blocking information.
Are you following that, Tricia Lee? So ONC should consider how it can use its regulatory authority to issue regulations. Is that fine?
Yep. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, Scott.
So with that edit, I lost the thing I was looking at. If we're removing addressing current contracting practices at the top of that, including has to get out of there too, and the comma. And I thought I saw contracting somewhere else, but I don't find it anymore. So that's all I've got. Oh, that one. Actually, just get rid of unnecessary from the or unreasonable contractual and just say eliminate unnecessary obstacles. Unnecessary really isn't needed either. Thank you.
Everybody okay with that? David.
Back up on the first sentence, one other thing that I see that I think might be missing where we say for treatment, care coordination, other lawful purposes. A practice of pharmacists is to also assess patients as any practitioner would. So I think where it says for treatment, it should begin with the real initiation of your practice, which is for patient assessment, comma, treatment.
Scott.
And looking at that sentence again now, beyond technical and technology and standards, because of the structure, that looks like somehow technology and standards is part of treatment, care coordination, and other lawful purposes. Could we put that as could we move the beyond technical and technology and standards somewhere up with identify the obstacles aside from other than technology and standards? So does that read any better? it felt kind of backwards to me, and I will.
Okay, does anybody have, are we good to go with this one then? We'll leave the strike through and put some language in there to make it clearer in the contracting that it will be more related to TEFCA's common improvements. David?
Yeah, two things that I'd like at moving up the beyond technology standard, but I think it needs to say including beyond technology and standards. Because
okay, Mr. Manuel, we identify obstacles.
Including those beyond technology and standards. It's basically we need to remove all of the obstacles, but that's how I would identify it if we need that phrase in there.
Recommend ONC identify, it's the first sentence in the recommendation. Recommend ONC identify the obstacles, including
those beyond technology standards. So the phrase including those needs to be there in front of beyond on the first line of the paragraph, the first line of the highlight. So including those. And then the second aspect of this is, I like the sentence, but I don't see a purpose to the sentence yet as to why are we doing this? And it seems to be we need to say something closing off the end of the sentence with what's the reason we're saying do this?
Well, I think that since pharmacies and pharmacists are actors in 21st century cures blocking provision, ONC should consider how it can use regulatory authority. I think that that's the piece of this that gives the rationale.
Is it possible then we could take that last phrase of the sentence where we say for patient assessment, treatment, care, coordination, and other lawful purposes? Is there something there we could say about for improving patient, improving the interoperability among healthcare practitioners for patient assessment, treatment, and so forth? So for improving care court, for improving
I know there's still wordsmithing that needs to be done on this one. I don't want to hold up because we've got a lot to go through. Okay. So okay. Let's keep it yellow because it looks like there's still a lot. Do we want to form a subgroup or do you just want to go in and start making comments so that we can make this changed? And I guess we'll have to go ahead and meet next week and try to finish this one. So I'm going to move us along if that's okay. And let's leave this one the way it is. And we'll have to come back to that. Okay, so let's go to recommendation 37. Recommend that ONC address a gap where PBMs and payers are not considered covered actors under the 21st Century Cures Act rules, yet have electronic health information that is relevant to pharmacists and other providers. What do we say about this one? Any comments?
Hans had suggested combining this with the one above.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it seems like just juxtaposing them like this makes as much sense. They are a little different.
Pooja.
Yeah, I would keep them separate.
Uh, Yeah, and I agree with that, Stephen. I think what we see is, especially pharmacists and pharmacies have a very close relationship with their payers, and there is a need as we move towards more need for the payers to be involved in clinical and receiving and exchanging clinical information as part of care coordination or other aspects that we need to, we believe, and I would agree with Pooja that they should be separate. They're two different types of recommendations. What we're recommending specifically, the payers be brought into this since they are consolidating and using clinical information. Okay, does anybody disagree with that? And can we turn this one from yellow into clear? Okay, let's make that clear then. As we would use the term from the spreadsheet, changing it to green would be comparable to this.
So let's Shelley, you can see I've just added a few minor editorial changes. You might just accept those as we go so that they're done. Just what you're seeing there in red, strike through, et cetera.
Does anybody have any problem with that? I think they're fine. So let's...
people can do that after the fact, but I just think we should, you know, just agree.
Let's go on to recommendation 38. So this one is recommend ONC convene stakeholders, including pharmacists, other providers, patients, mail order pharmacies, National Association of State Boards of Pharmacy, to address the needs for and approach to sharing data captured with and by direct-to-consumer approach providers as they interact with a patient and have the same needs to share data with and from the other care team members for that patient. Pooja.
Yeah, I think I would suggest, I know we call out NABP here, but I think we suggest just using them as example. So maybe we recommend ONC convene stakeholders, including pharmacists, other providers, patients. I don't know if we've, I guess mail order pharmacies is fine to call out, but then we say, possibly say associations. And just put examples as opposed to calling out NABP specifically, unless anyone felt that there was a reason. And I think part of this came because the discussion we had about all the state rules. So maybe we keep them in there, but just a suggestion of putting them in as more an example.
Yeah, I agree. David?
Yeah, I agree as well. I would remove the word mail order. I don't know why mail order pharmacies are unique.
Because the products are mailed. It's not a pharmacy that you, when you go to the direct to consumer situation, you're not going to a pharmacy to go pick it up. So you're really not interacting. It's more that the medications are being mailed to you.
And that is their function, yes. But any pharmacy can home deliver or mail any prescription. So we've come up with the term mail order to kind of categorize a group that functions that as their sole task, but that doesn't change that doesn't make them separate from a pharmacy, because any pharmacy can do that same thing.
So do we say online pharmacy, David? Because it's really
that's
not necessarily mail order, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, online is a different beast. So,
but I think that's what we're referring to here, right? Yeah. So I wonder if we just edit to say online pharmacies as opposed to mail order.
Since I wrote this one, I'm fine with that.
Okay. And what again would be the reason for having the board, state board, listed?
Because the state boards are, this is an area that they control. And so I think that that's, we wanted to get their input because they're the ones that are regulating these DTC operations. Alexis.
I think we just need to add caregivers after patients, or you can even put patients slash caregivers because sometimes someone else is speaking for them. And I think, again, at the end of the recommendation, where it talks about patients, again, interact with the patient slash caregiver.
And to come back to the question about the State Board of Pharmacy, because this is direct to consumer, wouldn't that also affect the prescriber practitioners, those providers, and their state boards as well? And I'm not trying to make this into a great big huge organization to meet on this, but it seems like it would be state boards of health, or it would include state board of
the way that the state boards are set up, David, and I don't know if Christian is on, but they oversee the prescribing, even though it's regulated by the health departments that oversee the medical practices. So you have to still be licensed to prescribe. That's something, it's just the way that the state boards are structured. It's, that really falls under the purview of the state boards.
So the State Board of Medicine would not be have any impact on the prescriber, the physician?
They do within their practice act, but not specifically in terms of prescribing.
Okay.
Alexis?
Well, I didn't lower it from before. I'm good.
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you. So can we turn this one now to non-highlighted? Okay, so let's make that one good to go. Including the rationale. Just remember, if you think that there's anything that you want to change in the rationale, then go ahead and put your comments in. Or our main objective today is to go through the recommendations. I'm going to leave this up to you to look at the rationale. Okay, let's go on to... Okay, this one is very long. So this one is recommendation 23. Recommend that ONC further explore the potential of an interoperable privacy policy and consent infrastructure for helping to assure appropriate sharing of health information consistent with applicable law and patient preferences. In exploring the infrastructure, ONC should collaborate with other appropriate organizations, work groups, and similar industry efforts. Example, HITAC, HL7, National Interoperability Collaborative, NIC, SHIFT, the Sequoia Project, WEDI, etc. for this capability. Any such infrastructure should support a broad spectrum of entities who are or should be engaged in health information exchange to improve individual and population health, including but not limited to pharmacies and pharmacists. Any comments on this one? Alexis.
Where it says in exploring this infrastructure, ONC should collaborate with other appropriate organizations, maybe relevant instead of appropriate.
Okay. Anybody disagree with that? Let's change it to relevant. Anyone have any other comments? Okay, can we go ahead and turn this one not highlighted? Okay, let's do that then. Let's go on to recommendation 31, that ONC pharmacy-payer communications as it advances privacy policy and patient consent directives management addressing the ability to share medication fill information. Pooja.
I'm just wondering throughout the document, and I can't remember, I can go back and look, but do we need to call out PBMs? I think we need to be consistent if we're calling it PBMs or health plans, or so we just, yeah, if we can just add a comment that we need to be consistent.
I think we can do that. Okay, is there any other comments on this recommendation? Can we go ahead and turn this one non-highlighted? Okay, let's do that and let's go to the next recommendation. Recommendation number 28, recommend that ONC consider inclusion of the more specific prescription data change infrastructure. Example, change or cancel prescription and fill status as required interactions for both prescriber and pharmacies, the USCDI and ONC's certification program. Consideration should be given to appropriate inclusion of patient and caregiver for relevant notification and awareness. David. David? David's not answering.
Sorry. There's two intents here, trying to think the whole process. And I apologize, but I actually want to jump back to that last conversation we had on the previous one. I thought when I was first thinking about it, I thought the idea of changing it to PBM was fine from payer. But then it occurred to me that there are, well, it's a growing area where pharmacies are dispensing more medical devices. It may not be through the PBM. And there are a number of pharmacies that are DME providers as well. And maybe they're regulated under that, I don't know, but there is much more interaction now with, and it may increase as we see this practice change in the therapeutics, in the advancing therapeutics, that the payer is an important part. So maybe we should say both or leave it as payer. And we see, of course, the aggregation now of a payer and PBM into one company. So I just think that might need a little bit more thought about which to make it.
Yeah, David, sorry, I had my hand up. So yeah, I think I would prefer that we say health plan and payer. I think that helps distinguish, because I agree. I mean, I think it needs to be both. I think it's health plan and payer. That way you can distinguish the two.
Any other comments on recommendation 31? We'll work on some language to make that clearer. Okay. Going back to number 28, can we go ahead and make this one non-highlighted? Okay, let's move on to recommendation 29. So recommendation 29 recommend that ONC explores the need and awareness for a standards-based secure instant messaging capabilities in addition to the current messaging capabilities that use direct messaging and a variety of message paradigms through HL7 V2, HL7 Fire, and NCPDP script. Any comments? Can we change this one? Oh, Pooja, go ahead.
Sorry. I just recommend. Actually, I'm good with this one. Yeah, never mind.
Okay. Anybody else? Let's go ahead and change that. Let's go to recommendation 30. Recommend that ONC event notification capabilities with pharmacies and pharmacists as part of a focused modular certification approach. Any comments on this one? Okay, can we go ahead and change this to non-highlighted? Okay, let's go on. So recommendation number 32, recommend that ONC and CMS convene a industry group, including pharmacies and pharmacists and relevant standards organizations to identify an approach to making data available to ordering providers and patients regarding where they can fill that prescription and to fill that prescription the earliest. Sorry, it's a little blurry for me. Any comments, David?
Yeah, this reminded me of a conversation we had in the previous meeting with Hans, and we were trying to come up with, when we use the word pharmacy in that second line there of the highlight, and I was pressing the idea of pharmacists being separate from pharmacy, but we needed something for pharmacy. And the thought of making a corporation putting in pharmacy corporations as a term was a little too specific. And Han said, well, maybe if I could go back, and he asked me to go back and look for another term. And I came up with one that I thought might work here. And I apologize for not putting it in. Long story, could it be pharmacy enterprises? Because if you look up the term in OECD, enterprises represents organizations, corporations, projects, every possible way an organization would meet. And if you could note that is enterprises as designated by OECD.
Afton.
Isn't this very similar to the one that Christian, Alexis, Anna, and I worked on a couple of weeks ago in that small separate group? And I can't find it right now. It's in the previous. I see Alexis's hand is raised. Alexis, did you think the same thing, or do you think this is different?
Yeah, no, I think this is the same thing. I think that we literally did work on 32, and this is completely different. It's the same recommendation, and it's completely rewritten. But my comment was also that the convening group wasn't just an industry group, it included patients and caregivers as well.
We want to take industry out and come up with just a group.
I'm sorry, I just want to make sure I capture David's suggestion. Pharmacy enterprises as designated by who?
David?
Could you say that again? I'm not sure which question.
Look at the bubble in this comment that she's got highlighted.
Instead of pharmacies, you want pharmacy enterprises as designated by...
If you could just say pharmacy enterprises, quote, put a double quote after the pharmacy, or put a quote after the pharmacy enterprises. I'm wanting to use pharmacy enterprises. You can leave that. I want to leave that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you leave it. Take that out. Sentence. So here's the sentence.
She wants the acronym. What is the acronym of the organization?
Oh, it's OECD, Office of Economic. Oh, now I've forgotten, but
Okay, well, we can look up the name of that.
I'll do that.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. I think Alexis and Afton were talking.
Okay, Alexis, I don't remember. So, what do you want to change this to, or Afton?
Well, I was just thinking that it was very similar to what we already had written. Do we need to have another one that it has the same goal?
But I think it is that one. I think it's been changed, is what I was saying, Afton. I don't think what we have is going to show up somewhere else. I think it was 32.
Okay.
Well, I might be wrong, but that was what I was thinking.
I'm pretty sure that it was. That's what we tried to get to talk about what we had talked about of making information at the time of prescribing. And
I don't think it captures everything that we were trying to capture before. So, I mean, I would have to pull it up and look at it, and I can make comments once we get our homework to go into the document and comment. But I think there's a lot missing and the emphasis is not the same.
Okay. And so do you want to leave this one highlighted then? Is that your recommendation?
Yes.
Okay.
And so patients and caregivers are missing from the convening group. It's not just an industry group.
Yeah, so we can, we need to look at the language on industry. So if you can make some recommendation, some changes into that as your recommendation, so we can.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will leave number 32 highlighted. And please, for those who are interested in this one, to go back and make sure that we have captured everything in this one. So let's go down to emerging therapies and just trying to watch the clock. Mike, you're going to sort of multitasking here. If you can help me make sure that we don't miss our public comment. So just chime in when it's time. Okay, recommendation 36, recommend that ONC work with laboratories, device manufacturers, National Library of Medicine, LOINC, and SNOMED to address the mapping of pharmacogenomic lab testing and values from the device to industry standard, is that in encoding used in the test reporting akin to, let's see what that is, akin to LVD mapping initiatives under FDA Shield and general laboratory beat testing. Additionally, alignment should be pursued to common terminology to relevant gene therapies that should be indicated based on the test results. Thank you, Patricia Lee. It was getting kind of small for me for some reason. Any changes in this one, or can we change this one from highlighted to non-highlighted? Okay, so I'm not hearing any comments, not seeing any. So let's take number three. Oh, Scott.
Shelley? Yeah. Well, we do it in so many other places, but there are, there are genomics groups that all just flew out of my head that are not exactly standards organizations, but close to it. So should we include NLM, LOINC, SNOMED, and industry organizations or something? Because
are you thinking of the compendiums or the?
No, I'm thinking of I've actually been to their meetings too.
CPIC? Are you talking about CPIC?
Well, there what is it? It's a big umbrella organization that is coordinating information exchange between all kinds of genomics projects. The various industry organizations. I mean, it's not just the laboratories and the device manufacturers. You want those organizations that laboratories and device manufacturers participate in so that they have common messaging, and they need to be included as well. So I'm sorry. But what has just been added is fine.
Okay. Any other comments? Can we go ahead and turn this one into non-highlighted? Okay, let's go on then. Okay, we're at recommendation 35. Recommend that ONC include different pharmacy settings, example, specialty pharmacies and clinical pharmacy vendor systems, in any requirements related to certification of pharmacy vendor systems. ONC should ensure that these vendors types are called out specifically in any potential regulation. Any comments on this one? David.
A naive question here. So if I'm a pharmacist who's rounding in the hospital with the physician on the surgery team, am I included in this, or is that under some other? And that's all I do. I don't spend time in the pharmacy for the institution, but my role is to do the pharmacokinetic calculations and assess the patient for adverse events and look for drug interactions and things like that. I'm not doing anything else, but
that's the clinical pharmacy vendors. So that's your clinical documentation systems.
Okay. Thanks.
Pooja?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that. I think this refers to the actual vendors, not the pharmacist. So.
Right. That's where certification lies. The certification lies with the vendors. Okay, can we go ahead and change this from highlighted to non-highlighted? Okay, let's move on. Okay, ooh, we're getting there. This one is recommendation 33. Recommend ONC work with CMS to establish quality measures as part of a performance program aligned with an ONC-defined certification approach, focusing on measures that advances the adoption of interoperability. Example measures for consideration would be: one, how many times did a patient need to call a pharmacy? How many people did they need to speak with? How much time did patients spend communicating with pharmacies and payers for a provider to coordinate care? How many bidirectional interactions were involved to finalize a prescription? See recommendation 28, for example, or for reducing the time from writing prescriptions to being filled for a patient. Alexis.
Yeah, number four wouldn't be a measure. That would be an outcome. So not reducing, but measuring the time it takes, which I think is already there in one of the previous ones.
So number four, you want to change number four, which is the second to the last line. Tricia Lee, you would change reducing to what was your?
Measuring, reducing the time, you're measuring the time it takes.
So instead of reducing, measuring. Thank you, Alexis. David.
This seems to be directed toward operational performance, not so much care performance or outcomes performance. It seems like there ought to be some category, if we're going to have a quality measures, as part of a performance program, it ought to include healthcare quality, health outcomes, performance as well.
Well, no, this is not total. This is for certification approaches.
Yes, but it seems to be certifying only operational things. Items 1 through 4 are very operational. There's nothing about also reporting on adverse events prevented, what's detected, interactions detected, therapeutic dosing changes, interactions, number of interactions with the physician. None of that is included in this.
Well, I don't think it's example measures for, these are examples. So if we want to write another example, number 5, then maybe that's what we put in. Do you want to come up with some language for that, David?
All right.
Actually put a comment in there that David will add, David Butler will add an example.
And because I'm taking it in a different direction in what is in here, I hope someone will speak up if they think what I'm talking about adding doesn't seem appropriate.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Can we go ahead and change this one? We'll address the comment to, and David, you'll add another.
Okay.
Can we go ahead and change this one from highlighted to non-highlighted? You missed one on the bottom there, Tricia Lee. Okay, let's go on. Okay, so these are our parking lot considerations, and I think it's important that we go through that. We had some topics that we felt were not quite in scope, and that's what this section was for, and I'll go ahead and read it. The interaction with usability of technologies by users yield concerns whether more can or should be done to improve on consistent use of interactions, such as technologies and users use multiple different technologies. Some of the variations can lead to user errors that turn into impact patient safety, while others lead to inconsistent data across providers that challenge analytics. ONC HIT certification program includes criteria on the use of appropriate design guidelines in the development process. And there's a link to 170.315 in the certification program. Safety enhanced design and consumer focused portals, another link to the certification. View, download, and transmit to third party. The task force suggests that ONC and HITECH should further explore opportunities to align health IT in terms of common terminology, surveys, questions, and assessments that can further advance consistency and data quality, particularly across pharmacists and other providers, while maintaining flexibility to advance new and alternative approaches. Any comments on this one? Scott.
That first sentence seems very convoluted. I don't know if I can wordsmith it adequately on the fly.
Okay, so.
So I'm just wondering, actually it may just be better if the last part of that sentence I'll actually just put it in as a suggestion real quick so you can see what I'm thinking of.
While you're
if
doing
that was removed, if that was removed, It just that seems to be redundant and added on and doesn't really improve the sentence in my.
Pooja?
So is the question though whether we want to make this recommendation? Is that the question that we're posing? I do feel like it's out of the scope of the charge, but I would rely on, you know, Stephen and others that may have been on these kinds of task force in the past. What's the, you know, kind of what's your recommendation? Do we still add this in, even though we feel that it was out of scope? I'm just curious to hear from others.
Well, that was the one reason why we had a parking lot section that we believe that this fell out of scope of our charges, and we wanted to bring it to the high tack for further discussion and exploration.
Yeah, there is the option to refer items that are out of scope for a task force to the annual report work group for them to consider, because that's really kind of where things get captured that need to be followed up on, perhaps in other task forces. So that's one consideration.
Anybody have any other comments? Should we go ahead and change this one from yellow to clear with a little bit of wordsmithing? Okay, so let's go ahead and change that to clear. Where are we at now in the document? I think we've gotten through all of the recommendations. Yep, this is just our, we did a good job. So let's go back up since we do have another 20 minutes. No, not 20 minutes, 10 minutes, right? 10 minutes. Let's see if we can at least get some more discussion in the last 12 minutes on any of, especially on this one here, where I know we had a lot of discussion on this. Recommend that ONC identify the obstacles, including beyond technology and standards, to sharing data between pharmacists and other providers, including other pharmacists, to patient assessment, treatment, care coordination, and other lawful purposes, and so on. Can we clean this up a little bit to get it to non-highlighted?
Sorry, this is like one other kind of fundamental. Do we want ONC just to identify, or do we want them to do something about it?
That's a good point. Anybody want to comment on that?
I'm in agreement with Ike. It should be stronger. Identify and remove the obstacles.
What do people think about that?
Or address. Yeah.
Okay. Pooja.
We do kind of say that below, though. So in the second sentence, we say ONC should consider how it can use its regulatory authority to issue. So maybe we can just consolidate it a little bit, so it's just not as long of a sentence. Maybe it's just some editing. I'm just wondering if we put that up above, can we eliminate that that second sentence? But.
Okay, so you're saying since pharmacies, and maybe that's rationale. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I'm saying since pharmacies and pharmacists, starting there, and then we say ONC should consider how can use its regulatory authority to issue regulations and our guidance to eliminate obstacles. So if we're saying it up above, I just think this may be redundant. So there may just be some editing we can do.
And this is like, should patients be included? Sorry for my voice. Should patients be included in that list as well?
So you want to add patient/caregiver to sharing data between pharmacists, other providers, including other pharmacies.
Right, because right now it's focused exclusively on healthcare professionals. there's no curve in.
Yeah, so you would want after the parentheses another comma, and then you'd have to comma above where it says and. So put a comma there, and then get rid of the and. Other providers, including other pharmacists, comma and.
No, they didn't. Include me.
And patients / caregivers. For patient assessment, treatment, care coordination, and other lawful purposes. Are we okay with that, Ike? David?
Yeah, I think we also might want to insert the word monitoring. So patient monitoring assessment.
Well, pharmacists do assess. So
it's, I'm not taking it away. I'm adding the word monitor.
Or patient assessment, treatment, monitor, care coordination. Okay, there you go.
Right, so that pharmacy asks me if I've taken my blood pressure medicine. That would be a monitor in my mind.
That's fine. David.
I was just going to agree with, I think Pooja said this as far as taking that second sentence and combining it with the first, because that eliminates my concern about the first not having an action to it.
So we want to take out then an address?
No, well, I don't know. I'm just saying if there is a way to combine the two, that might make it even
stronger. Well, it just makes it a longer, thing. Not quite
maybe we could just open the, since it is literally the second sentence, maybe it should just be a lead in the second sentence to tie the two together with, like, saying, furthermore, ONC should consider, or in addition, ONC should consider, and open the second sentence that way.
So the fourth line from the page you're on, page 12, furthermore, before ONC, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you had in mind? Does that work for everyone? Can we go ahead and change this one now to?
Quick question. Were you suggesting that this be added to the end of the first sentence? Were you making a comment on that, or you actually want it moved?
I wonder, Tricia Lee, if we put that in the rationale, like we keep that, but it becomes part of the rationale. That might make it a little bit cleaner.
Okay.
Maybe the first line of the rationale.
Yeah.
So let's go down to the rationale. So that gets copied into the first sentence of the rationale. And then that becomes several. Yeah. But you have to unhighlight it. I mean, under strike through, get rid of the strike through. You guys are so good. We really.
We'll still need to wordsmith this because the two don't really go together. But it can go in the rationale, but we'll still need some wordsmithing on this.
Okay. Can you put a note on that to wordsmith to include that strike through somewhere in the rationale? Does anybody want to take a crack at that? Or would you like Hans and I to do that? Not hearing any hands go up or? folks. So are we at a point now where we can turn this to non-highlighted? Looks like we're can make this non-highlighted. So we've got 4 minutes left. We have one more highlighted area, is that right? That we didn't quite finish? Or did we get them all? And that would be so awesome. Nope, we've got to work on 32. So we've got 4 minutes. Let's see if we can get this one done. I'll recommend ONC and CMS convene an industry group. Maybe we not say industry, but stakeholder group instead of industry. Will that work? First line of the recommendation 32. I know that was one of the concerns. So change industry to stakeholder group, stakeholders, or get rid of group, industry group, and just put stakeholders.
I like stakeholders.
And you don't need the and. Convene a stakeholder group, including relevant organizations to identify an approach to making available ordering providers. Can we change ordering providers to prescribers? Is that clearer? Or do we want to keep ordering providers?
Either one seems fine.
Okay, and I think we're using patients / caregivers. Is that right, Alexis? I think that's appropriate. Get rid of the and put a / between patients / caregivers. Regarding where they can fill their prescriptions the earliest. Can we go ahead? Are there any other comments on this one? Can we go ahead and change this from David?
Sorry, I'm dog with a bone here. This seems very specific. If it's just talking about fill their prescriptions the earliest, are we dealing with refills? Are we dealing with, is it strictly the earliest? Do we want to deal with safest? There seem to be a lot of issues that come to my mind with this one. Questions, I guess, and not issues, but just things that ought to be considered.
I think if you look at the rationale, David, it might help.
Yeah, I can't speak for Anna since she's not on, but I believe this kind of came up when she was trying to get prescriptions filled, and it just took a very long time to find a pharmacy that would be able to fill them. And they just wanted to find out at the point of prescribing where they could go and get their prescription filled immediately, or if there are any issues with ordering or anything like that. So I think that's where it stemmed from.
Yeah, I remember that conversation and her saying that, and I think she's absolutely right. That needs to be improved. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't. I don't want the safety to be dropped out.
Yeah,
there are clearly a lot of dimensions. I mean, you know, there's convenience, there's safety, there's cost, there's so many things. But this was, as I read through this, it seems to be focused on that question of, you know, the urgency and the time factor. I think it's added everything else, piled everything else on this, and we lose the point here.
Scott.
Yeah, along that line.
1 minute, by the way.
Okay, I did change fill their prescriptions to fill urgent prescriptions, and I'm wondering if just take out the earliest, because it's if this is really meant for urgent prescriptions, focusing on earliest is focusing on time, but we still need to have, as people are pointing out, you know, safe, soon, close.
I'm gonna stop you for a minute so we can go right into public comment, and we will come back to this before we close everything down. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Shelley. We're going to open up our meeting for verbal public comment. If you're on Zoom and would like to make a comment, please use the hand raise function located on the Zoom toolbar at the bottom of your screen. If you happen to be on the phone only, press star 9 to raise your hand, and once called upon, press star 6 to mute and unmute your line. So let's pause just for a moment to see if any members of the public would like to make a comment. I'm not seeing any hands raised at this time. Shelley, so I'll turn it back to you to finish us out.
Okay, so let's go back to the spreadsheet, and I apologize, Scott, for cutting you off, but let's...
Well, if I just finish up, I've changed the end of that recommendation to just be where they can fill urgent prescriptions. Don't focus on time with earliest, because as others have said, maybe the one can be available earliest, but you have to drive 15 miles to get there. That's not so. Location is important. Safety, if the patient just, I'm not going to that pharmacy, it doesn't help. So just where can they fill their urgent prescriptions?
Well, I think a lot of the conversation was, especially in relationship to high risk medications, like that are being kept by a specialty pharmacy, they might not have the right dose. There really isn't that connection to, so the patient becomes, and I'm trying to channel Alexis and Anon, they're both not on the call, but that they end up being the coordinator of where to obtain the medications, David.
Just a way possibly to help with that, could we end the sentence with the phrase to optimize patient care so they can fill their urgent prescriptions, where they can fill their urgent prescriptions in a manner that optimizes patient care? Because then we are considering the patient, and that is to be the focus.
Now, I think it's moreover, they're not able to, they get their prescription, they meet with their physician, they want to know ahead of time, this is what we believe and why we want to convene a stakeholder group, is so that there can be an electronic way to assure that that pharmacy has the inventory that's needed. And they're not going around trying to search for it themselves. That was at least what I heard from the conversation. Anybody else have any other comments? So, David, you're recommending adding there for patient, for care coordination, or for safety?
I would say where they can fill urgent prescriptions in a manner that optimizes patient care and convenience.
Can you make that red so we bring attention to it? So what do people think about this? Can we go ahead and change this from highlighted and let you guys make comments as you need it? Because we've got some red areas in there for people to go back and make their comments. Okay. I think that we've gotten through all the recommendations. Tricia Lee, is that right? Is there anything else that's highlighted?
Shelley, this is Phil. I did add a couple of proposed cross-references to the HITAC HTI-1 recommendations. Added those late as suggestions.
To which recommendation was that?
Let's see.
Is it higher up?
Yeah, one was to recommendation 24.
Can we go to recommendation 24? I don't think they're in alphabet. They're not in order. Do you remember what page it was on, Phil?
Let's see here. Page 19.
Page 19. Okay, that's helpful. Thank you. Okay. Phil says, can we consider... I can't read that. I'm sorry. It's too small for me. Can we consider cross-reference? That's all I got. Can we consider cross-reference to the HTI 1-1 task force, PR task force? What do folks think about that?
And just context here, these recommendations are around creating a specialty EHR framework. So the intent here would just be to have ONC consider the pharmacy framework in relation to the overall specialty EHR framework. And then also the same with the incentive structures, making sure that we're building incentive structures in alignment with CMS. So.
Okay, Pooja, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're referring to here, Phil. Is this referring to the recommendations that the task force made to HITACH? Is that what you're referring to, or was...
Right, so these recommendations were from the HTI 1 task force, the HITACH HTI task force.
Okay.
To ONC, so...
Yeah, I think that's great then, right? Because it's kind of coming, you know, it's already part of, I mean, those recommendations have already been made, and this is just bringing pharmacies. So I actually think it's a good idea. We can have that.
So we've got it in the comments. So David?
Just a quick question on that. When you say the specialty practice, could you give examples of a couple of the specialty practices that this would be grouped with?
Sure. So other specialty EHR settings would be behavioral health, long-term post-acute care.
Rehab, certain, hospice, yeah.
Community services, community supports. So just making sure that we certainly need to have specialized pharmacy consideration, but we don't want to do something that's only specific to pharmacy, not considering this broader framework of other specialty settings where I think we've run into issues in the past where we want to make sure that this interfaces well with the overall certification requirements and the interfacing with CMS.
Right, and one thing that NCPDP did for pharmacy is we reviewed the certification criteria and pulled out the areas that pharmacists, clinical documentation systems, EHR-like, would be able to focus on for that specialty certification. And I know specialty is confusing to pharmacy because we have specialty pharmacy as a practice site. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about other practice settings that don't quite fit into more of the enterprise EHR systems that we see for physicians and hospitals. Is that correct, Phil?
That is correct.
Okay, we've got 1 minute left. Great work, everyone. I just want to draw your attention also to the references section of each of the comments. Hans has gone back to, if you come down to those references there, to give you an idea where it ties back into what we talked about, into our topic areas and what use cases it applies to. So keep that in mind as you're reviewing these comments, because we want to make sure we're meeting the charges for ONC. We are at the top of the hour. If we can go to our last slide, just a reminder, we will be meeting next week. so far until Hans and I can work with the ONC team to make sure we're at where we are, just to finalize the document. Maybe it'll be a short meeting. Go over some of the comments that that you'll be making into this document. And then, of course, tomorrow there is the HITAC meeting, and we have to have everything done by the end of the next meeting to make sure, I believe we have that right, to make sure that we are ready to give a final document, draft document to ONC for the November 9th HITAC meeting. We're a minute over. I apologize, Mike and others, but we will go ahead and adjourn. Great work, everyone. Thank you for all your help.
Thank you.